I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Unique Doughty in the studio today, and he'll be talking to us about his project. He is the founder of the Inspiration Foundation, and he's giving a talk in English at the Sherbrooke CJEP that will be held tonight and tomorrow, I believe, Wednesday, September 27th and Thursday, September 28th. So welcome, Unique.
Thank you.
And we've had Unique in the studio before, so it's always nice to welcome Unique. So would you like to tell us about your project?
Sure, yeah. So the project I'm fundraising for at the moment is the school in Haiti that we started building about 5 years ago, and we haven't stopped. So it's been a project that's been ongoing for 5 years, and we've accomplished quite a bit. We're up to about 70 or 80 students right now at the school, and going up to fifth grade of elementary. And we're employing about eight full-time staff at the school there. And so the project is coming along. There's still a lot of work to be done. We'd like to go up to the 12th grade. So there's still quite a bit, quite some ways to go and more construction to be done, but it's coming along great.
Well, that's quite something. How long ago did you start the project?
So it was in 2012 that we first bought the piece of land, and it was an abandoned piece of land, mm-hmm. very wild, just bush everywhere. And so it started off in this community that's on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince, so a semi-rural community with very poor families. And when we first went to meet them, they asked us they said that what they needed was a school that offered quality education. They do have schools there, but most of them are just it's just like a place that people put their kids in, but there's no real education going on. So we wanted to start something serious, and it was a need that was asked by the community, and so that's what we started doing little by little every year. And just everything was based on community fundraising here in the townships, and we've managed to make it this far just on that.
Okay. So
never funded us. It was all done through community fundraising. So either spaghetti dinners or like the conference that I'm giving tonight, mm-hmm. selling products, like we're selling moringa. It's a superfood. It's a type of, it's a green, sort of like, it's a leaf that we can dry and then use in food like spinach and that kind of thing that are grown by families.
Okay.
And it's something that we've been selling, and the money, for example, half of it has been coming back to the families directly that grow it there, and the other half is going towards the construction of the school. So that kind of interesting fundraising.
That's amazing. Okay, so where do we get this product to?
Well, we have two places in Sherbrooke that sell it. There's the Singing Goat Cafe.
Okay.
And there's also at the... I can't remember the exact name right now, but there's another place in Sherbrooke. Otherwise, just contact the foundation, and we have some all the time that we can sell. And it's a superfood, so it's full of vitamins and minerals and everything that people need. It's called Moringa.
Moringa. Okay, yeah. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there an email address for that or a website,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah, you can just email contact@inspirationfoundation.org,
mm-hmm.
and... we'll give you all the information. So it's contact@inspirationfoundation.org.
Okay, that's interesting. So your talks tomorrow, you're going to be talking Towards Effective Altruism, A Journey of Challenges and Opportunities. So I would imagine there's been a lot of challenges too, and
yes,
more opportunities than challenges, hopefully.
Yes, exactly. I'll be using this example of this school that we've built in Haiti and the way that the foundation works to speak about effective altruism, which is basically... it's this concept that basically invites people to think about how they're donating and to donate to causes that make the most difference for the buck.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an interesting concept. And I've realized by reading about it that it's basically what I've been doing. So I'd like to talk about how I got to there and what the challenges were along the way. And also the opportunities, because there are so many opportunities to take part in altruistic behavior and to give. There are a lot of needs around the world, and we have the power to make a real difference in people's lives. And it's just making people realize that they have that opportunity. And whatever it is, it doesn't have to be always giving money. It can be helping out. It can be donating an organ. It can be eating less meat. There are so many ways of improving the lives of of other people on the planet. It's just interesting to think about how to do that, the best way of doing that.
Okay, that's really interesting. Now, you don't take any money, so there's no middle person either.
No, that's it. The foundation, the way, and that's why it sort of fits with the effective altruism concept, is that our foundation, since the beginning, since we started it, we always said that we weren't going to take a single cent from what people give. So any dollar that we receive, we actually take that entire dollar, go on the ground in Haiti, and then buy construction material with it and pay the local workers to build the school. But we never take a single cent. We all pay, everybody that works at the foundation does so voluntarily and pays their own way. So we pay through our own money, personal money, what it costs to get us there, to eat, to stay there. And we use every single cent that we receive from people to actually build the school. So that's also part of effective altruism, in the sense that, you know, every dollar that you give to the foundation goes a lot, does a lot more than it would maybe giving to another cause.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that unique to just this foundation? Because I can't think of another foundation.
Yeah, not that I know of. I've done a lot of research, and I worked with many organizations all around the world, and I've never seen this. This is a concept I started with in order to sort of respond to this criticism about international aid, where we were hearing that so much money was going to waste, and mm-hmm. I thought, why not try to do something different? And of course, I understand that this way of functioning cannot be done with every organization. It's normal. There are a lot of operating costs, especially in humanitarian, mm-hmm. like relief organization. You know, they need to rent helicopters, and they need to, buy food and drop it off in remote places and that kind of thing. So it's there are a lot of operating costs with a lot of organizations, and it's normal that some of the money should go towards paying salaries of people who actually work there. But I had the opportunity, given my lifestyle and given the work that I do, I had the means and the time to start something like this. And I've associated with people that also have the means and the time. Not always a lot of means, because most of our volunteers are students, but they have the time to give, or they make it a priority to give this time to fundraise and to organize events. And then they work during the year to, you know, fund their own trip. And so it's about setting priorities in life. And I find it's great examples of how much of a difference we can make in people's lives if we just decide that it is a priority in our lives.
It is. It's amazing. The students that you talk about, they may not get money, but they're getting such an experience in life, and that is equal or beyond equal to the money.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I love about this idea of effective altruism, is to think about all the money that you would spend in your life on other things you don't need. And we buy stuff we don't need all the time. So mm-hmm. it's thinking about, could this money make a real difference in other people's lives? And then looking back at it, you know, in 20 years and 30 years, like all this money that you've spent on stuff you didn't really need. And you compare that to having given this money to a cause that has changed people's lives. And I'm sure anyone, because it's done this for me, and I'm sure I'm just like everyone else, I know that thinking back about it, all the difference I've made in people's lives, well, that's a lot more valuable to me than anything I could have bought over the last 20 years, all the time I've given, all the money I've given to this. And I'm sure it would be the same with anyone who would think back about having changed people's lives and improved their lives will feel a lot better than just having bought stuff. During the conference, I'm actually going to give a good example of this. I'm going to talk about a time that I was in the Amazon, and I was acquainted there with a disease called trachoma. And this is a disease that makes people blind. And it's a bacterial infection that people get when they're very young. And then over the course of their lifetime, it slowly makes them become blind. Now, a pill to prevent this disease costs $2. It's a single dose of $2.
Wow.
And you would think the difference, like imagine giving $2 and you know you're possibly preventing somebody from going blind, right? And the difference that this is going to make in that person's life for $2 versus, you know, $2 for a coffee here or something like that. Like mm-hmm. if you think about all the $2 you spend of coffees, and I'm not saying, you know, to people don't buy coffee, but maybe think about how much of a difference you can make with not so much money. And our foundation works on that principle. So the money we actually get makes a real difference in people's life. And it doesn't take a lot. We invite people to give us, to subscribe for a donation of $5 a month, for example, mm-hmm. you know, and if you would donate these $5 a month to something like cancer research or something, it's great. You know, it's noble. I encourage people to donate to cancer research, for example, but a $5 for somebody, you know, a month to cancer research will not make a big difference in the lives of other people.
Exactly.
Whereas $5 to our foundation or to something like buying mosquito nets or to trachoma prevention, this will go a lot longer. So for people that don't have a lot of money to give, well, I like to share these ideas of effective altruism with them and this concept because it makes them think about how they can make a difference with not so much.
Exactly. And even if people do donate to the other causes, everybody has $5 a month. So that's like a coffee or two or
yes.
something you shouldn't eat anyway. So
Yes, exactly.
And it's making such a difference.
It is. If it's well invested in a good organization, that makes a real difference, and that always takes research. So it's hard often for people, they don't know where to start. There's a website called GiveWell that tries to help people in choosing a good charity. So I also encourage people to check that out. But there are good organizations that make a real difference with not a lot. So by using their money wisely. For things like trachoma prevention, for buying malaria, mosquito nets for against malaria and that kind of thing. So
you have a lot of experience. You've been at this for 20 years, traveling the world, had a lot of adventures. So this is definitely a project that was well thought out too. And
yes, I've used all my experience, and I keep learning. I mean, every time I go back to these countries, I keep learning about better ways to make a difference and better ways to use people's money. And we're always since we're such a small foundation, we're extremely careful with the money we receive. And so it's always a challenge when we get on the ground to actually make sure we use it the most wisely possible.
Okay. And what better difference can you make in somebody's life than education? That is the top priority.
Yeah. And that's why we chose Education Project. It's, I believe it's the base of so much. So if kids can get a real education, then it's something that you're offering them for life. It's a gift that they will always be able to use, and it's something that is never wasted on anyone. So we focus on education primarily because of that.
Exactly, and it makes a difference in their life and the life of their families and everybody around them.
Yeah, and it has a lot greater impact than just the local students. For example, we've noticed that around our school there's a whole economic activities that have started developing, people opening small shops and that kind of thing to sell, you know, little things to the kids when they get out of school, or you know, and so there's been all this around the school, all these economic, like not boom, but you know, a little economic activity, so people selling more things, little store opening and that kind of thing. So it has a much larger impact than just the students themselves and the education. There's also the people we hire who didn't have jobs, who now have jobs, just the caretaker for the school, for example, or our teachers. It's making a lot of difference in a lot of people's lives for not a lot of money, you know. So
exactly, I was going to ask you that. What difference have you seen since the school opened, and it's already made a difference in the community too?
Yeah, absolutely. And given jobs to people, given people means of sustaining, you know, their own lives and their family. So supporting their family, and it's incredible. Every time I go, I'm always every time I set foot on the school ground, I'm always amazed at how far we've gone with so little, and how much of a difference it's making.
And that must give you a wonderful feeling every day, every time you think of it.
Yes, yeah. It does. And that's why I talk about this a lot as well in my conference. And I know that for me, it's easy to do what I do because I'm in contact with that all the time. I spend probably half of the year being in direct contact with extreme poverty in the world. So I see people suffering. I see the difference we're making. So it's very easy for me to dedicate so much time and money. And I understand that for other people who are not, who just hear on the news, you know, you might hear, for example, in 2015, you know, 6 million children died, you know, half of them from preventable diseases. Well, that's just a statistic. You know, it's a horrible statistic, but it won't come and connect. It won't make you donate suddenly or try to, you know, and that's normal. I mean, anybody, you know, it's just what we hear on TV and on the news and all that is just so overwhelming. We don't know where to start. I have contact with personal stories of individual children that we've saved their lives, you know, so it's very easy for me to keep going and to donate all this, to spend all this time and effort in doing this, because I see the concrete difference. And I know it's not obvious for everyone. And that's why through my conferences, I try to introduce people to these lives that they're helping save. I talk about individual students at our school, and I talk about what a difference we've made in their lives. And I guarantee people that they have the power to continue making this difference if they choose to.
Okay, exactly. You've seen it firsthand, and there must be a lot of spirits that have been risen just from going to school, from having the chance to learn and meet others. And
yes, and on both sides, as much you know, on people there on the ground that we're helping, that people that I'm taking from here, you know, every year we organize a trip to Haiti, and this. The students who are leaving from here and going there and actually seeing the difference that all their effort has made during the year in these children's life is amazing. Like, so it's spirits being raised on both sides, you know?
And, exactly.
And that's wonderful to see.
And connection with humanity too.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And that's what I'm hoping to develop. You know, that's another aim of the foundation, is not only to help where we can, but to also create this spirit of cooperation and to make people realize that they can make a real difference if they put their mind to it.
Good. I'm Maureen, and I'm talking with Dr. Yannick Doughty here in the studio. Dr. Yannick Doughty is the founder of the Inspire Action Foundation, and you're going to be giving a talk, I believe it's in English, on tonight, Wednesday?
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay, Wednesday the 27th, and also tomorrow, Thursday the 28th, if you happen to miss it tonight, 7 p.m. The cost is only $5, and it's at the Sherbrooke CEGEPT in the Salle Alfred de Rocher Room, a multimedia presentation about your personal and extraordinary, certainly 20 years experience. Now, are you teaching here in the townships?
No, not anymore. Now I just do international work, so I'm a consultant internationally, and that's what allows me this much time. I work on contract, so I basically get hired by foreign governments or non-governmental organizations to go abroad and to train teachers and to reform education systems. So I do that on contract. So usually I'll be gone for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. And then I come back, and then I'll have, you know, another 2-3 weeks here to work on the foundation. And then I'll go back on another contract and so on. So I work... so that's my work now.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And you still managed to get a group of students to go over to Haiti and have that
experience. Absolutely. I recruit all year long through my conferences, and I invite people to join us and to help us fundraise during the year, and then to actually go and see the results of their efforts at the end of the year.
Okay, excellent. So if somebody wants some more information about the conference tonight or tomorrow, who should they contact?
So they can contact... Oriana Francoli. She's the teacher at the CEGEPT who organized it.
Okay.
And so her email is Oriana, O-R-I-A-N-A dot Francoli, F-R-A-N-C-O-L-I at CEGEPTSherbrooke.qc.ca.
Okay.
And her phone number is 819-564-6350, extension 4481. But otherwise, people can just show up, buy tickets at the door. So tonight at 7 p.m. At the Salle Alfred Desrochers at the CEGEPT, that's the big conference amphitheater. At 7 p.m., they can just show up there a few minutes before the show and buy their ticket there.
Okay, and again for the website, if somebody can't make it tonight?
Yeah, so the website for the foundation is inspireactionfoundation.org. So inspiration is all in one word, like inspiration, like inspiration, but action, and foundation.org.
Okay, .org. Okay, anything else you'd like to mention before we go?
Well, I encourage people to think about making a difference. And I also promise them that they can make a difference, whatever their situation is. And it's just thinking about ways of doing it. And if you're not sure, come listen to me tonight and I'll give you a few ideas.
Okay, sounds great. Well, we thank you very much and all the best on the project and your presentations.
Thank you, Maureen.